We're back! Only one person hates this show, and that's Steven Lenexa, and I hope you call tonight. I called you out on Twitter. This is the Red Reaction Show. Dusty Likens with you, Nick Price as well. And again, it's not our show, it's yours. 913-586-7610, Jay Southland Tow Service text line, and the number as well. Again, in case you have forgotten, this is the Red Reaction Show with Dusty Likens and Nick Price. It is not our show, it is yours, where all those takes you had all day, all those good feelings you had throughout the afternoon, and then you thought to yourself, oh yeah, season three of Red Reaction Show begins tonight. You damn right. It gets a little darker, a little bit earlier. And Mondays when the Chiefs win are always better for you. That's what I'm here for. I'm here to let you all have the floor. I didn't even put a rundown together. I'm sure you want to talk about that guy that plays quarterback, the new addition at wide receiver, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, looking like a first-round draft pick. And oh man, there's so much more. I hope everyone's having a great evening. I hope you've enjoyed the Chiefs Kingdom show. I hope you've enjoyed the Nate Taylor show with Carrington Harrison. I think those guys are going to have a lot of fun this year. Download the podcast, and now you get Red Reaction Show Monday nights and every Monday after a Chiefs game. We'll be back next Monday as well. Nick Price, how you been, man?
I've been good, man.
Okay.
Haven't been here very much this summer.
Yeah.
And off doing the restaurant thing over at Jefferson's.
That's
you
right.
Know, just selling chicken. But, man, I was watching that game over at Jefferson's. Great spot to watch a game, by
for
the
sure.
way.
Plug it.
Yeah, you have to. But pretty stress-free, man.
Yeah,
pretty stress-free.
Right.
I kicked my feet back after that first quarter, and I just watched the boys do their thing.
So the Chiefs beat the Arizona Cardinals. It was never really close. They only gave up 7 points in three quarters. They started six rookies. Patrick Mahomes was 30 of 39. He had 360 yards passing, five touchdowns, 20 more yards rushing. He would have gotten your boy about 580 cash dollars. But sometimes it just doesn't happen that way. But again, Chiefs 1-0. The new season is officially here. For all of you that were pining and waiting and getting mad as well, I'm here for you. Because I heard it. And I'll get to it. And I'm going to play some audio tonight from national guys that we predicted this weather. I predicted this storm to hit. I told you all in July, 48 and 48 was Mahomes' year this year. 48 touchdowns, 4,800 yards. And just like last year and the previous years, the opening segment is all about you all. And how about Batman going ahead? Take it away, Batman.
Man, you know the story. I waited all year to hear your voice again. You know, Nick, the price is right. The dirty werewolf. And the gig of it is that this team has got more firepower and more just chutzpah than anything that I've seen in the last 5 years. I cannot wait to just show the Chargers what's up. They think that they're the next boy on the block, but you guys are fine. You got to stand with the man on Thursday, and they're going to be here in town. So let's just see. Let's start it off right. I think this year is even going to be better than last year, and we're going to go ahead and see if we can get that room. And that's all I can say. Let's start it off, my brothers, and let's just keep it going. And thank God for the dirty werewolf.
Batman, you're super kind. Thank you very much, and thank God for you as well, because, I mean, you guys are – this is how you guys do it. This is your guys' show. Dan and KCK, welcome back to Red Reaction, man. Take it away.
Yeah, Dan, KCK?
Yeah, go ahead, Dan. You're on.
Hey, Dusty, how you doing? Yeah, I thought I got cut off, you know. How about those Chiefs? Five offensive touchdowns, Travis Kelce with a big day, and two by Clyde Edwards-Helaire. How about that running game? Pacheco looked good, and Edwards looked good. The Chiefs running game, running continue like this, guys, I think the offense will be unstoppable. And I think Justin Reed did a pretty good job. I mean, when Butker got hurt, even though he missed the extra point, you know, I think he really held his own. And the defense really played good, guys. So what did you think about the young secondary? He looked pretty good. Let's take care of the Chargers. Take care of yourself, guys.
I know that you can get a free Big Mac tonight. That's how I know the defense plays good. If you ain't eating free burgers, your defense probably didn't play good.
Yeah, I think the defense looked good. I think that for the most part, too, it's kind of hard to tell. I think the Cardinals might not be as good as people thought they were going to be, too. So we'll really get that test on Thursday night. But just seeing those young guys go out there, I mean, I saw a lot more pressure after Kyler Murray than I've seen out of that D-line in a long time, too. And, you know, they were doing the whole water polo thing with Karlaftis and everything. And then he goes out and he swats a ball down. So it seems like they've just got a lot more depth and a lot more speed. And they're able to stay fresh later into the game than they have been in the past. So I'm excited to see what they can do.
913-586-7610. Red Reaction Show. Nick Price, Dusty Likens. Again, not our show, it's yours. That's the best part about yesterday, right? Is Mahomes is the focus point. Right. And I remember this because I went to a baseball game this year with former radio host here, Henry Lake, and he was with one of his guys. And he was like, man, I listen to you all the time. I think 610's great. I like you guys. I like you. You're not as biased as some people that I hear talk about the Chiefs. And I said, thanks, man. He said, so give it to me straight. What's it going to look like? I said, okay. I said, I think you're going to be surprised. I was like, one, we don't actually know for sure what we're going to get. But the theme that I kept telling him was that if you keep poking the bear is eventually going to come growling. And I feel like it's not malicious intent that this type of stuff happens with Mahomes. And I heard Nick Wright this morning, and he said that Mahomes is the most disrespected great player in sports. That's a little strong for me, and I agree with Nick with a lot of things. I don't know if he's disrespected, but I do think that people get the misconception of maybe just how truly great someone is at this sport that we're currently watching. And I was telling Henry Lake's friend this. I said, one week it'll be Juju, one week it'll be MVS, one week it'll be maybe this rookie Sky Moore. I don't know what about Mecole Hardman, but I think that there are going to be times when you will see Mecole Hardman and he will surprise you. And I was like, I think they're going to score. I think they're going to put up a lot of points. I think they're going to, you know, nickel and dime you. They're going to be able to do whatever they want to do because of what they have at the quarterback position. And that's exactly what you saw yesterday. That's exactly what happened. And if you don't think that poking at this bear of Patrick Mahomes affects him in a positive way, then please continue to do it. Because that's the only way we're going to see the best side of Patrick Mahomes. Because Patrick Mahomes is one of those guys. He is a type of competitor that it doesn't matter what the sport is, what the event is, he's just going to want to win more than you. And that's exactly what happened yesterday. Like, is Arizona on the same atmosphere, planet, solar system, galaxies, the Kansas City Chiefs? Absolutely not. Arizona was banged up. Arizona's not as good as maybe people think. And the Chiefs just knocked them out in 20 minutes. That was a Mike Tyson fight yesterday. I've heard stories. I didn't grow up to watch Mike Tyson. I was too young. But I've heard stories of people that would go to a house to watch it when you had to pay for pay-per-view, when you didn't have Carrington Harrisons of the world that could throw the bat signal. But they would drive to the house, and the fight was over by the time they knocked on the door. The Chiefs scored 3 touchdowns in 20 minutes our time yesterday. Not game time. Like, the actual, like, in 20 minutes of real life. They scored 3 touchdowns. Game over. KO. Knockout punch. Get the ice. Get the cold rag. It was a good, quick, you know, 20 minutes for you. But the Chiefs completely knocked them out. Buffalo didn't knock out the Rams, and they had opportunities. And we'll get into comparisons of teams later on in the show, on the Red Reaction Show. But all year long, what was the narrative? They're not going to be the same without the Cheetah. They're not. That team is done. That type of offense, the Legion of Zoom, it's done. And I thought it was funny because Sunday I got a good text and it said, they're no longer the Legion of Zoom, they're the Legion of Whom. You don't know who's going to come running. I thought Juju looked great. I thought Mahomes finally has a weapon in Juju Smith-Schuster that is kind of the perfect hybrid between Tyreek Hill and maybe a Sammy Watkins. Juju's not slow, but he doesn't have 4.29 speed. But Juju's got size and he's big. He's a bigger, faster receiver that Patrick Mahomes just hasn't had. They tried the Josh Gordon experiment. It didn't work. Sammy Watkins was here when he was on the field. Mahomes made him look good. Remember that Jacksonville game, the opener? Sammy Watkins had, 191 yards and 2 touchdowns? And now that Mahomes has a group of different targets, now we're going to see the most that you can see out of your quarterback, which is scary to think because he's not 30. He just gets better every single time that he plays a year. And here's the most, and Nick, then I'll let you get your biggest takeaway, because my biggest takeaway from yesterday was the fact that last year the league tried to break Mahomes, and they kind of did for 7 games. They played that too high up, rushed 4, and it took Mahomes 7 weeks to figure it out, just to figure it out. And then he spent all offseason being like, guess what? Not only have I figured it out, I've got the nuts and bolts down of this defense that is trying to take away my game. But what they're doing is now he's figured out how to beat it even more. So before where he was like, okay, this works, this works, this works. Now he's to the point where he's like, we can do this. And if you do this over here, it opens up this. And people are going, son of a, you know what? Now he's figured that out. And he doesn't have to throw it deep anymore. So now what you've seen in the 3 games we've seen Mahomes play in 2 preseasons and 1 regular season game, we've seen Mahomes drive down the field at ease and do it the way he wants to do it and throw it to whomever, and it always results in a touchdown. Yesterday he did it 3 times in 20 minutes and knocked him out.
I'm with you, man. One of the biggest takeaways, actually the biggest takeaway that I had from yesterday's game was that it seemed effortless as they were going down the field. I mean, at the end of the half, even they connect with the big play to Juju, and then, you have the fumble. But overall, throughout the game, I think that what I really noticed was, like you said, NFL defenses and these other coaches, they're smart. They're not going to let you beat them the same way for so long. And coaches were starting to find a way to beat the Chiefs when it was Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce, Patrick Mahomes, and a bunch of other guys. Now it's just a bunch of guys out there. I mean, Travis Kelce still got his yesterday. He had a great game, and they're going to find ways to get him open. He's also just a Hall of Fame tight end, maybe the greatest tight end we've ever seen play the game.
Yeah.
But with all these other guys, talking to my friends and talking to people that ask me about, what are the Chiefs going to look like this year without Tyreek?
Mm-hmm.
It's like you make the Madden football comparison. Tyreek Hill was, a 95 to a 99, throughout his time here overall. We traded that for a bunch of guys in the 80s. And now, instead of your second option or your third option on a play being a guy that might be a 75 overall, now you're looking at an 83 or an 84. And those guys have the explosiveness to actually make plays, make guys miss in open field. And it really just, I don't know how, if you're a defensive coordinator preparing for the Chiefs right now, what your main focus is other than we just got to figure out a way to limit Patrick Mahomes. Good luck.
Yeah, because you can't blitz him.
Right.
Because he was the most accurate and only quarterback / team that had positive yardage when the quarterback was taken off of their spot and had to improvise. So you can't blitz him. Because then you're doing whatever.
He doesn't even throw from the spot most of the time.
No, he throws wherever he wants to or wherever he finds an opening. And then he hits little windows in different areas in the field of the defense to where you're like, okay, I can't defend that. And if you don't think that he was ready –
kind of the whole offseason, everybody's asked us the questions of what this offense, what this team's going to look like. And we've always believed that we were going to go out there and put on a show, and I thought guys did that. And so to go out there and win a game against a really good football team and to win decisively, it's a good start.
So they've been planning this. This has been thought out. This has been collected. And when I hear that, and I'll play it one more time.
we've kind of the whole offseason, everybody's asked us the questions of what this offense, what this team's going to look like. And we've always believed that we were going to go out there and put on a show, and I thought guys did that. And so to go out there and win a game against a really good football team and to win decisively, it's a good start.
Put on a show, win decisively, and people have constantly asked us what we were going to do. They got it. They polished it. They made it shine, and they threw it out for the world to see. And yes, Buffalo looked great on Thursday night.
They look scary.
Chiefs look scarier.
Yeah.
Because now you just, I don't know what you do. Like, that's what they're saying. Like, they're like, okay, so this week it's Juju. Next week it might be McCole. The week after that it might be MVS. The week after that it might just be Travis Kelce above and beyond.
Throw Sky Moore in there. Throw these other tight ends they got. Throw these three running backs that they like to trot out there. I mean, the thing, too, is that you saw it last year where at the end of games, you know, Travis Kelce and Tyreek Hill were taking a beating because they were getting so many targets and so many touches. And by the end of games, I mean, I'm not going to say that they were out of energy or anything like that because they still got the job done most times.
Yeah.
But that takes a toll in over 17 games. I mean, just being able to spread the ball out to this many guys. I mean, you got three running backs you like. You got three tight ends you like. You got five wide receivers out there. I mean, it's going to be able to keep everybody fresher and hopefully healthier as you move through the season. And I don't know how you prepare for that if you're an opposing team.
Buckle up. Big T, round it off, man. First segment ends to you. Go ahead, Big T.
Hey, man, appreciate you taking my call. So I'm only imagine this morning all the national people with all their takes on the Chiefs adjusted their Super Bowl bet, their MVP bet, their conference champion bet, and their division bet. We made a mistake. Patrick Mahomes hadn't gone nowhere. Who cares? Tyreek Hill went away. And I'm not going to lie. When Tyreek Hill was traded that day, I called up the show, and I don't know who answered. And I didn't even get on the air. I just said the Chiefs are dead to me. That was a knee-jerk reaction. After you see what Brett Veach did in the offseason and how they put this team back together. And then I stop back and I think, wait a minute, Big T. They still have the greatest offensive mind in the league. They still have the best trigger man in the league with the highest football IQ. That guy's a beast. Patrick Mahomes is a badass. And you know what? We barbecued the Arizona Cardinals. We barbecued them. And you know what's going to happen Thursday? We're going to Andy Reid's got another recipe. It's called Charger Pie. You know what that Charger Pie consists of? He's going to sprinkle in a badass offensive line with 10 weapons at his disposal. And one of those weapons is Captain Dependable. Mr. SOB, the baddest mofo in the league, Travis Kelce. He only gets better. He gets older, but he gets better. Look at that guy run around. He was out running the young kids. And when you sprinkle all that in, and then you have the ultimate weapon, the best trigger man in the league with the highest football IQ in the league, that spells a recipe for disaster, Thunderbolts. We're going to kick your ass come Thursday night. You better be ready. All this hype for Herbert and Wilson and Chubb at Carr, we're coming for you guys. We own that division. You got to be the man. You got to beat the man. That's what Bink always says. We're the king of the hill. We're the hog with the big nuts. If you want to come and play, come and play. Your coach is not ready. Your quarterback's not ready. And like I said, it's going to be Thunderbolt Pie. And hey, let's go out and beat them Chargers and go Chiefs. Choo-choo! Choo-choo-choo!
That was Big T. That was week one, Big T.
I needed that. I missed that.
What did he say? The hog with the biggest nuts?
Something like that, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well?
It was one of those questionable dump button. I was like hovering over it, but, you know, Big T's a pro.
Let it ride, man. It's 8:19 in the evening. Red Reaction Show. It's the fans that would get in trouble, not me. I'm not the one saying it. No one's getting in trouble. Appreciate the phone call, Big T. But that is interesting that you thought the Chiefs were dead to you, that they traded Tyreek Hill. That's why you need me in your life, Big T. Because I'm not a homer. I give you zero bias. I'm just telling you, like I've told my father for the last 3 years, when the game would get ugly and Mahomes is still the Chiefs quarterback, he'd be like, you know what? Is he still throwing the ball for the team? Yes. Okay. Then you ought to be just fine. And his first big test was at Buffalo Bills game with 13 seconds left. He did not text me that night. He finally sat there and realized, okay, I'm going to listen to my son just in the back of my head and just be like, all right, all right. I'm going to see what Mahomes can do here. Maybe we'll see something we've never seen before. And you're right. And then he texted me today, what's the perfect quarterback rating? How close was Mahomes? Caleb, round it out, buddy. Then we got to go to a break. Go ahead, man.
Man, all I got to say, man, is just after yesterday, man, I really hope that people can stop saying that the Chiefs aren't a contender. The Chiefs are going to the Super Bowl. They want to pick the Chargers over everybody else. Literally everything, man, they pull Patrick Mahomes proved what he had to do, what he needed to do, proved to everybody else that he's still the GOAT, proved to everybody else that he doesn't need just Hill. He got all the weapons, man. Like, literally, man, let's go. Chiefs Nation, Chiefs Kingdom.
There you go.
They did everything, man. Everything. I just want to say how proud I am of the boys.
Caleb from Parkville, thanks for the phone call. We come back, I'll play you those national guys. Plus, I think the Chiefs might have found the perfect weapon for their offense. And also, it's time to move on. We got a big one on Thursday.
This is the Red Reaction Show with Dusty Likens, brought to you by Helzberg Diamonds, the official jeweler of the Kansas City Chiefs, serving the kingdom for over 100 years in 200 locations. On your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio. Welcome back to the Red Reaction Show. Taking your calls now at 913-576-7610. Here's Dusty Likens.
And Nick Price.
Oh, man, that feels good to hear again.
Had to do it.
Yeah. Broncos are losing to the Seahawks. In case you were wondering, the Seahawks had a quarterback conflict in the offseason. My guy, Drew Locke, and Geno Smith.
Yeah, two number ones. Isn't that what Pete Carroll said?
Yeah, two number ones. Well, Geno looks like a number one right now against Denver.
He's looking good, man. Tell you what, the Seahawks fans were not the most warm.
I heard it was Russell an Wilson. Unbelievably loud boo.
Yeah.
And then I also
both
saw that.
Both ways.
Yeah, that's good. And then I also saw that Pete and Russ didn't talk in the field. He showed up and Pete Carroll had nothing to do with it. He was like,
love
I don't
it.
Care. Yeah.
This league.
What a wild week one we had in the NFL. My gosh. I will say this. Scarier than Buffalo. Really? Question mark from the 785. Was Arizona the defending Super Bowl champs? Could win, but let's be realistic. I am being realistic. Arizona's not the Super Bowl defending champs. But that Rams team was not good. Matt Stafford was clearly not himself. And Josh Allen threw two interceptions.
That was a sloppy game.
They beat the bricks off of him. It was what, 41-10? 31-10? It was 31-10.
Yeah.
Because nobody else scored 40 points. But it's, again, like we talked about this last year. When it comes to watching the teams play, look at how they're beating them. Like, Buffalo didn't look like they were going to beat the Rams until about, I don't know, the start of the third quarter. And the Rams were giving them the ball. The Rams were letting them do basically whatever they wanted. And it was a little sloppy. Maybe it was first game of the year, and I'll give it a little bit of a break. But I will say this, in the AFC, to me, it is Buffalo and Kansas City, a little bit of a drop, and then it's everybody else. That's in a contending role, like the Chargers. And the Chargers beat the Raiders, what, 24-19? Davante Adams lit them up, and the Chargers were hurt. Chargers beat up. But you got to play that Chargers team this Thursday. And I can hear it now. Dusty, they were without their starting cornerback, J.C. Jackson. Maybe. I bet he plays. Because you can hear it now. J.C. Jackson will suit up Thursday night against Kansas City Chiefs. He said he probably could have gone on Sunday, but he wanted to be ready for this one because it means so much more, and it does. Again, football doesn't really matter until December, but if you can go out there and hang 40 on Arizona, then hang another 40 on the Chargers, We got something to talk about. But before we get into what the national people were saying, let's go to Gino and OP. Go ahead, man. Go ahead. You're on the phone.
Okay. Well, listen, I just wanted to chime in here.
Go ahead.
And agree. Mahomes is the class of the league. And I was listening to Eric Eager of Pro Football Focus, and I agree with him. He said, look, there's two teams. There's Buffalo and KC, and then there's a big gap down. And I agree that that's true. And I think we need to be thinking about them as the primary competition to us. And I want to agree with the previous caller, Big T, when he said that Mahomes has the highest IQ. When you look at what he does and what Josh Allen does, Josh Allen is really, really incredible. He's really fantastic. And he is, I believe, the second best. Herbert's way up there, too. But there is just nobody that can do the kind of things to move his body and have the kind of accuracy and the kind of consistency. And our guy is just getting forgotten about, underappreciated. And I think the media in general wants Kansas City to just sort of go away so they can talk about something else. But our boy is the best quarterback and the best player and the most valuable. And we're going to do it this year. I think it's going to happen. I thought it was going to be an off year. But I really think that these receivers – that we replaced Tyreek with, that was my principal fear, that they wouldn't come through. But it looks like this is going to be a team effort. I think we got younger. We got stronger. We kind of got kind of a new attitude in the clubhouse. You know, you can get stale in a clubhouse when your guys are all the same for year after year after year. We got a fresh clubhouse. I think Justin Reed is a leader. And we got the guy. We got baby Jesus in there. And he is going to lead us to the promised land. And I'm expecting the Chiefs to be in the AFC championship game, and we'll see what goes from there. That's my expectations. What do you think?
Well, I appreciate the phone call, Gino. I think every time that you have a roster that has this man at quarterback and that man at head coach, they should always be a favorite to win the AFC. They've won the AFC West 6 consecutive years. They've been in the AFC championship game 4 consecutive years. So I don't think that those expectations – now let's – I'm not going to say they're going to win the Super Bowl. It's been 1 week, and I just told Nick Price, I got to get home tonight and watch House of the Dragon because I haven't seen this week's episode. Your boy got a little after it last night. But the thing is that what I will say is, like the House of the Dragon series, I watched the first episode, and I had to tell myself, pump the brakes. Let's just relax a little bit. Yes, it was good. Yes, a lot of people tuned in, and yes, I'm ready for week two. Just like yesterday, 44 points against a beat-up Cardinals team that's really not the best team in the NFL by any means, nor in competitive conversation. But what I will say is I liked what I saw, and I'm interested what we're going to see in week two. What are we going to see differently? A better team? A team that has beaten you? I don't think Herbert's lost at GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium. I don't think he's lost there. Literally. And now he's played one garbage game, and then last year, obviously, we know how that was. But the thing is, man, if they're doing that week in and week out, like, let me get about 2 more weeks of watching this team cook like this, and then I'll be on that side. Then I might be like, okay, you might have a Super Bowl contender right here. You got an AFC, strong AFC contender, and an AFC West, AFC championship type of contending team with that style of offense and that defensive play. But we got to get through weeks 2, 3, and 4 first before I can jump fully on that.
One thing that Gino just said on that call that I really agree with is he was talking about, you know, it kind of getting stale in that locker room. This team has a different attitude now because there has been so many people talking trash on them and so many hot takes from all the talking heads and national media saying, you know, oh, well, they're not the same without Tyreek Hill and, you know, they can't keep this up. And I think it is one of those things where they got to talk about a different team other than the Chiefs. But like you say, like I say all the time, as long as you got Pat and Andy and Travis, it doesn't really matter too much. And overall, I think that the newfound little chip on their shoulder, watch out. Watch out.
Yeah, you poke the bear long enough, it's going to come growling at you. We come back, I'll play what Sean Payton had to say about his draft day experience with Patrick Mahomes. You're going to want to hear it. It's pretty interesting. Colin Cowherd's in this as well. And then also what Andy Reid had to say after the game. A couple quotes in there that made me think, yeah, there's definitely a chip.
This is the Red Reaction Show with Dusty Likens, brought to you by Helzberg Diamonds, the official jeweler of the Kansas City Chiefs, serving the kingdom for over 100 years in 200 locations. On your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
.com.
Welcome back to the Red Reaction Show. Taking your calls now at 913-576-7610. Here's Dusty Likens.
Nick Price.
Red Reaction Show on 610 Sports Radio flew by tonight. Night one of season three has officially begun. Nick Price, Dusty Likens with you. It's not our show, it's yours. 913.
Season three that they put my name on the show, but it's whatever. Yeah, it's not a big deal.
Maybe they just expect you to always do what you're doing. And just always
Maybe
know
that
it's
it.
Like, and Nick Price.
If I could just get it pre-recorded, that would save me a lot of effort.
Yeah. Save you 2 seconds of pushing something down.
Right.
Chiefs beat the Cardinals. Was it 44-21? Is that what it was?
Yeah, a lot to a little.
Yep.
A lot to a
score. Irrelevant. Dan and KCK. Hi, Dusty and Nick. What did you guys think of Trey Lance's performance? It was wet, so I'm going to give him a break. But I was kind of worried. I am kind of worried for Trey Lance.
Yeah.
But that was a monsoon.
I have him in the guillotine league for Cody and Gold.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So I'm pretty worried.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't know.
It was a very bad weather day. So here I'm going to give you a little bit of future betting advice. When that happens and you see reports like that, go to your book, whatever you use, Barstool, DraftKings, FanDuel, whatever, and just hammer the under.
I did that.
And you won.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw like a video of the field beforehand and there were like 2 inches of water everywhere. Yeah. I was like, yeah.
They were squeegeeing
easy.
The field.
Easy money.
816, Bills turnovers. Sure. From the 816, I can't help it. Big T and Dan and KCK get me so pumped. Well, it's their show and your shows. I hope that's, you know. From the 660, Dusty. I've been saying it since the trade. Mahomes and Tyreek blinders on. Now they doesn't. He's going to be even better.
Seemed like yesterday.
Yeah. I think there's some truth into that. I think there's a little bit of truth into that. That without Tyreek Hill, he doesn't have that little voice in his shoulder saying, hey, make sure you're getting him the ball. Like he needs to get the ball.
Or, hey, where's 10?
Yeah.
You know, he's just scanning the field. It only works when you got talented guys, though. I mean,
right.
Look at the Packers.
So this was Sean Payton. I thought this was interesting. He was on Colin Cowherd's show today, and he said this story about Mahomes, and this is why I think when I tell people, sit back, relax, and watch this man play football, it's stories like this that make us think the best is yet to come. He was always the best quarterback in that era or in that draft class, which is obvious now, has been for quite some time. And now we get to sit back and watch this career unfold.
When you watch Mahomes from afar,
he's the best.
Okay, so like there's all these arguments. What?
There's no argument. There's no argument. I remember doing him in college.
You liked him in college?
Yeah, we watched the tape. We watched all the tape. Obviously, in a tougher setting there for him because he doesn't have the personnel some of these other teams did. And then after that, we send him 2 days of installation for like a playbook install.
Sure.
Study it. We're going to be in Lubbock tomorrow. We'll meet with you. Met with Cliff briefly. Took him into a room. Spent half a day. And he was outstanding. Then we go out on the field. We throw. We work out. You know, it's windy down there. If you're throwing well in Lubbock, you can probably throw well in a lot of places, right? I mean, it's windy. And he did. He reminded me of Favre. Because he had that, not just gunslinger, but he could torque his body. And he could create speed on the ball without the feet having to be set or perfectly set. So some of these off-schedule throws, he was very good at. And I remember when we finished, I said, Pete Carmichael, Joe Lombardi, who's now with the Rams, or with the Chargers, I said, look, we're going right to the plane. We're not stopping anywhere. No one knows we were here. That's our next quarterback. And we got on a plane. We flew to Tennessee and had dinner with a group of Tennessee players and then continued our trip, our journey, if you will. Flash forward to the draft, and we're sitting in that room. We're picking at 11, and gradually the draft is unfolding, and Marshawn Lattimore is dropping also,
right.
And we really had good grades on him. And the rule of thumb is if you pick 11, you got to have 11 players you like. And pretty soon the ninth pick is up, and those two are still available, and we just need to survive 9. And so 9 takes someone else, and here we go, 10's on the clock, and those two players, we know we're going to get Mahomes or Lattimore. Buffalo's at 10. There's been a trade. The Chiefs climb into 10, and I turned to the room, and I said, here goes Mahomes. And we took Marshawn Lattimore.
Insane. Like, they knew they found it. And Sean Payton, that we've all known, knows quarterback talent, can make quarterbacks better than what they already have. You saw that with Drew Brees. Drew Brees was a really insanely talented quarterback. But you put him with Sean Payton, and he got better. Started smashing records. Started throwing for like 4,500 yards every year. Made that offense go. And I thought the best part about that story was Sean Payton being like, as soon as we watched him throw, I looked at my guys. I said, we got to get on the airplane, get out of here. We were never here. Because if they know we're here, again, Sean Payton knows quarterbacks, then they're going to be like, okay, maybe this Mahomes guy is better than we thought. And I remember being in the studio the night of the draft, and Ron Hughley, who was team Deshaun Watson. I get it. Hindsight's 20/20, so let's take it easy on Ron the Show Hughley. And he said, they're gonna get Watson here. Here it is. And they drafted Mahomes. And I remember everybody kind of be like, oh, okay. All right. And then you immediately go into your feel-good stories, and you're like, well, at Texas Tech, he was really good. He did all of this. And then the stories start to break out. And now you're hearing stories like this from Sean Payton tell you, like, yeah, that was going to be our guy. Like, we had Drew Brees for another 2.5 years, but we were ready to bring in Patrick Mahomes. Your franchise got it right. And yesterday was one of those stories coming to life. And if you want a little bit of humor when it comes to it, here's a guy that played in the NFL that had his own show on the McAfee Show. Here's what his reaction was today. It's quite great.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes is awesome.
Oh, my God.
How cool is he?
Yeah, he's the best.
He is so good at football. It's almost like it's some other quarterbacks, if they lose their guy, and this is not a shot at anybody, although it's going to sound like a shot at somebody.
Sure.
Don't want it to be a shot, because it's not just a shot at the quarterback. I think it's a shot at the entire organization, because what Kansas City Chiefs have put an emphasis on in surrounding Patrick Mahomes with versus maybe some other places that might sound like a shot to. With that being said, you lose Tyreek Hill, you think, oh, you're Tyreek Hill's one of one, still is one of one.
Yep.
Going to change the game in a positive way for the Miami Dolphins. You lose somebody like that, you think to yourself, oh, they're not going to be able to make up for it. Patrick Mahomes don't give a
No.
He is so good. Dissecting defenses, figuring out where to go, getting the ball to all his playmakers.
That's a former NFL punter, so he's been in the league. He's been around great talents. He's been around Peyton Manning. And he's in that sort of emotional state talking about Patrick Mahomes. And then you get Patrick Mahomes to say this after the game.
We've kind of the whole offseason, everybody's asked us the questions of what this offense, what this team's going to look like. And we've always believed that we were going to go out there and put on a show, and I thought guys did that. And so to go out there and win a game against a really good football team and to win decisively, it's a good start.
Arizona's done. Week one's over. We got to get to Thursday night, and we got to hit what's important most. Enjoy this. Enjoy your fun win, Kansas City. Thursday, it's a whole other ballgame.
This is the Red Reaction Show with Dusty Likens, brought to you by Helzberg Diamonds, the official jeweler of the Kansas City Chiefs, serving the kingdom for over 100 years in 200 locations. On your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio. Welcome back to the Red Reaction Show. Taking your calls now at 913-576-7610. Here's Dusty Likens.
And Nick Price.
Getting ready to wrap this bad boy up. Week one of the Red Reaction Show, season 3. Thanks for tagging along. Thanks for sticking around. Thanks for your calls. Geno Smith, man. He's absolutely pissing on Russell Wilson's comeback party. Like, Seattle didn't even want him back. Like, that was actually kind of awkward. Like, when I look at that and think about, like, the Royals, right? Like, Russ won a title. Russ went to 2 Super Bowls with the Seahawks. And then he came back tonight, and they booed his ass at, like, the loudest possible decimal they could have.
I kind of like that, though. You know? Like, yeah. I kind of like it because he's asking for a trade and everything, and he wants out. And there's so many times that, you know, the fans are just like, oh, you know, I'm so glad that he didn't leave. They're like, no, screw that guy.
Yeah, and apparently, like, the full story is not out yet, which I guess it will. But Geno Smith in that first half was, like, 17 of 18, 2 touchdowns, like, 150 yards.
Was Russell Wilson holding the Seahawks back all these years?
That would be hilarious. But, yeah, but, I mean, this is what I'm saying. Like, here's Denver, again, on the road, Pacific Northwest, on the road, big travel. I mean, it's not the longest travel for them.
No.
They're over there. Good old mountain time.
And an extra day to prepare.
Seattle is absolutely beating the crap out of Denver tonight. Like, I know it's 17-13.
But just, like, physicality-wise, like, if you're watching this game,
yeah,
they're beating them.
Denver is not going to be anywhere near the top of this division. Kansas City and L.A. will be. Vegas scares me.
Yeah, I think Vegas is a little sneaky.
I think if they can start getting it together and Carr can figure out how to use those targets, they're going to be a lot better than people might give them credit for. But let's talk about the Chargers. And I'm serious when I say this. Like, I really do want you guys to enjoy that win yesterday. It was fun. But let's put it to bed. It's 8:54 on a Monday night. The game's been over for well more than 24 hours. And now you get the first big test. This has been circled. This has been highlighted. This is the game. There's a bad taste in the Chargers' mouth because they're tired of getting their ass kicked by the Chiefs. They're tired of people talking about the Chiefs in the AFC West. And now what's happening is you're going to get that shot. Because I've told you before, it can't really be a rivalry if the other team doesn't really win. And the Chargers beat you at your place last year. Justin Herbert beat you here 2 years ago, which it didn't matter because it was the last game of the year, and they rested all the starters. But now it's week 2. Now it's Thursday Night Football. You're both at a disadvantage. But the home team does always prevail more often than not on Thursday Night Football. And the Chargers are a bit banged up. So to say that this is a full-on test of what this could look like this year is tough. And you're going to play a quarterback who wants to be in the same conversation as the one that currently rosters your team. And the Chargers are good. Now, my guess is they're probably going to be without Keenan Allen, hamstring injury. J.C. Jackson, we'll figure that out. They got another day to make sure to see if he can play. But Carr still out through Justin Herbert. Damn near had 300 yards passing. And if they allow Mahomes to do that, like many other teams ahead of them, it's not going to be fun. But what I want to watch in this game is to see if this defense can continue to be good, prepared, electric. I thought they looked good. They had 3 sacks yesterday. I thought Kyler Murray looked lost. Maybe that could be QB IQ. Maybe that could be coaching. But Justin Herbert's going to play a different-looking Kansas City Chiefs defense. A defense that only allowed 7 points to the fourth quarter. Garbage time touchdowns don't affect me. 7 points. With rookies, 6 of them. 6 rookies starting. So again, let's see how it goes. Prepare yourself for a dogfight because it's going to be a dogfight. I can't really give a prediction yet. I like the Chiefs that they're at home on a short week. But, man, it's going to be one of those games, man. Like, get your popcorn ready type of games.
It's definitely going to be one of those games. It's going to be one of those high-scoring games.
Mm-hmm. You taking the over?
Yeah.
54.5, I think, right now. Chiefs are favored by 3.5.
I don't take unders, man. I don't take unders.
You already took one on week one.
Well, yeah, that's the only time I take unders.
Unless there's a hurricane.
Unless there's a monsoon, yeah. I don't take unders. And I think the weather's going to be pretty good on Thursday.
I think
night.
It's like 85 or 88 is like the high.
Yeah, that's
perfect, pristine.
Perfect, especially primetime game. You know, it's going to cool down a little bit, but yep. I think these guys are going to put on a show.
Okay.
And
like 10 versus 15 type of show?
Yeah. That's okay. What I think.
Okay.
I think Herbert's really good, man. He's definitely better than Kyler.
No, he is good.
Now,
is he better than Joe Burrow?
Same level right now.
Okay.
Joey B, Joe Scheisty. He's got more playoff experience.
Rough week one.
Yeah, rough week one. But, you know, like I've seen it more in clutch time from Joe Burrow than I have in Justin Herbert so far. But I think Justin Herbert's a little bit more impressive.
Yeah.
Just as a quarterback.
Yeah, I think this game is set up for a very
it's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to be awesome to watch.
It's just going
to
be one of those type of games where it's like a tennis match.
It's going to be like Bills Chiefs last year.
Or this defense is a little bit nastier than we think. And they just...
couple years of tape on Herbert. Struggled against him in the past, you know? Yeah,
you do have that. So you have that. You're probably going to be without Keenan Allen, so you can load up on Mike Williams. Gerald Everett is their tight end this year, so they're still doing like the veteran big guy tight end. I think it was like Jared Cook last year,
yeah.
Hunter Henry the year before that.
Antonio Gates for the previous 27 years.
Right.
Yeah.
And so this game will, I think, give a good inclination of who's where. Because I thought that Chiefs game looked like the Chiefs were 3 weeks ahead of everybody else. I know the Patrick Mahomes camp in Lubbock helps. Playing in the preseason helps. I think 3 out of 7 teams that actually played preseason guys lost or won. So, yeah. Like, there was, like, 4 teams that just blew it because they weren't prepared. And the Chiefs are well more than prepared.
Give me a prediction right now.
I'll say 38-35.
Let's say 35-31.
It's Nick Price.
Who wins?
I think Chiefs win. It's home. Bettors would say to take the Chiefs. I mean, there's not a lot of money value there. We'll have some sort of parlay. Dusty Likens, Red Reaction Show. Nick Price, Red Reaction Show. It's not our show. It's yours. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back next Monday night. We'll be able to talk about this Chargers-Chiefs game. So we'll have at least, 4 days to sit on it, let it marinate, and figure it out. Go do something nice for somebody. We know the world could use it. I'm out of here.